Sports Distractions for April 27th. Let's get right to it with baseball. The first thing I was looking at was Tyler Glasnow. Not a fan of him, so I started looking some... So I started looking some things up. He's 0-4 with a 6.86 ERA in 9 career appearances against the Blue Jays. So I love the Blue Jays as underdogs in that game. Damn, it just clicked off it because I'm checking too many. Okay, so the Blue Jays are plus on DraftKings, plus 120. If you take them with... don't take them with points. When it comes to taking the extra 1.5, I like to usually save it for first off, an away team, because you get the extra shot. If the home team is up by 1 and it's getting late, plus you can't even like cash out for a good price if it's like the 6th inning and you got only the 7th and the 8th, or if it's the 7th, you only got 2 innings, whatever. Don't like Glasnow. Think he's going to get spanked today. Kikuchi has been really good. Glasnow's been awesome, but he's Tyler Glasnow. He is what he is. He is what it is. And Kikuchi is a damn good pitcher. 1.08 whip. 2.28 ERA, 33 strikeouts. And last season, Kikuchi, 1.27 whip, 3.86 ERA. So it's not like he's just doing this out of nowhere like the other dude. And okay, what was next? Michael Lorenzen is pitching for Texas against Hunter Green, who is pitching for Cincinnati. Now, both of these guys, Michael Lorenzen is pitching way over his head. He's a career not good pitcher. And Hunter Green, I think, is, I don't want to say pitching under his head. Does that make sense? One above, one below? I think he's a little better than this, although his stats say he's actually this. Last year, 4.82. The year before, 4.44. But his whip was 1.21 his rookie season. Then it went to 1.42, and now it's 1.30, which is exactly in the middle. So maybe that's exactly what this dude is. 52-47 for Texas, but I don't like Lorenzen. And I'm going to take a shot with Cincinnati very likely on this game. And, shut that out. Glasnow, very strongly against him because of that stat. Athletics have J.P. Sears going. Pretty damn good pitcher, especially this year. 3.38, 1.05 whip. Walks too many, but he's facing Baltimore today. Well, yeah, that doesn't lead to anything because that's an awesome offense. He's facing Cole Irvin, who is bad. 4.64, 1.45 ERA this year, and he's 30 years old. Last year, 4.42, 1.28. He had one good year in there, 3.98, 1.16, but his career is 4.24, 1.29 whip. Sorry, I said he's a bad pitcher. He's not bad. He's decent, I guess, mid. So, I think I'll take a shot with Oakland or don't touch that game. Now, St. Louis and the Mets. This game's, I don't like anything about this game because I'm a Hauser guy. I think he's going to get better. He's terrible right now. 7.45, 1.76. And Sonny Gray is the opposite. He's good. He's not incredible. He's also getting up there in age. He's ridiculous this year with a ERA of 1.04 and a whip of 0.87. But he's Sonny Gray, 34 years old. Last season, he was really good last season. Okay, he's been really good for the last 2 years, but before that, his career is 3.45, 1.20. So he's a career, he's a solid pitcher. Not great. It's also his 11th year, 34. Okay, I don't think any of that really means anything. I was just trying to find a reason to bet against St. Louis, and I can't find one, so skip that one. Ooh, Boston and the Cubs. Ooh, don't like these pitchers. Ben Brown versus Josh Winkowski. Skip Washington, Miami. I already hate this game. Miami's a favorite. Wow. That's odd. They got Cabrera going, who's been good, but his whip sucks. He's going against Mitchell Parker, who I don't know about. Let me check fast, see if he's a reliever. Nope, he's a starter. He shut out Houston last game through 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, shit. And he pitched good against the Dodgers. He's faced 2 teams, Houston and the Dodgers. And now he's facing Miami. Okay, I like Washington. Washington is the underdog today. I'm liking a lot of underdogs, and usually that does not work out, but sometimes it does. Houston, Colorado. I was going to say don't touch it, but then I saw Cal Quantrill is pitching, so yeah, I got no problem going with the, oh my god, the run line is 2.5, holy shit. Well, I say sometimes if you feel really strongly about a game, go crazy, make it 2.5, 3.5, I mean, it's baseball. It happens. So I don't love that one, but yeah, sure, go crazy, Colorado sucks. KC, Detroit. I already like the under. Singer against Mize. Singer .95 whip, Mize 1.22. This is 50.2 to 49.8, so 50-50 on ESPN. I was liking Kansas City, my first thought, and they are the small underdog once again, and shit, I'm taking a lot of away teams. Not a great sign, but the Royals did win 8-0 yesterday. Hopefully they keep that up. I think they're the better team. They're 17-10, 5-5 away. Detroit, 14-12, 4-8 at home. Odd. Okay. How about the stupid-ass Yankees? Rodon pitching today, Rodon, against Joe Ross. Okay, here's an interesting, but just looking at ESPN analytics, it's got it 60-40 for Milwaukee. Not sure why that is. Rodon has pitched well. His whip is high, like always. Ross has not pitched very well. His whip is high, and that's an interesting one. Brewers are underdogs at home with the worst pitcher, worst team, I believe, even though they have a better record right now. And skip. Tampa Bay White Sox. Probably skipping this one because the White Sox, yeah, ridiculous fucking line. Savali against some nobody. Should be a beating by Tampa Bay. Cleveland, Atlanta. Okay, here's a good one. The Guardians are 18-8. Braves are 18-6. Two great teams. As for now, Charlie Morton's pitching. Never been a fan. 4.70, 1.26. He's solid, but that's what he is. I mean, he's solid. Who? I don't even know if that's solid. It's probably too high of an ERA to be called solid, but whatever. Against Tanner Beebe. Not having a great start to the season. 2-0, 4.44, 1.60 ERA. But he is 25 years old. And last season, he had a 2.98 ERA and a 1.18 whip. So I think he'll get back to that sooner than later. Maybe even better. And I'm going to take a shot on the Guardians, who are 42% against 57.8%, to win this game as pretty big underdogs, plus 155. Also, I would consider taking the under of 8.5. And Philly San Diego. Oof, two good pitchers again. Suarez versus Cease. Except Cease is an actually good pitcher, and Suarez is, I think, just good for this year, which is why San Diego is favored, even though this guy is 4-0, 1.36, 0.70 whip, and he's an underdog. Pretty wild. Problem because last year he 4.18, 1.42. Yeah, that's not like it for him. But in 2021, he had a 1.36 whip. I'm sorry, a 1.36 ERA and a 1.00 whip over 100 innings with 107 strikeouts and 33 walks. That was only 3 years ago. So, I mean, I'm not a fan, but maybe he's getting that back. Maybe he's back to being the crazy-ass awesome Ranger Suarez from 2021, was it? Yeah. So, okay, I just talked myself into betting Philly. Another underdog, Jesus. Big day of underdogs here. And let's do like one or two more baseball, or screw it, I'm already near the end, might as well finish it. Pittsburgh, Philly. Martin Perez versus Jordan Hicks. Sorry, Pittsburgh, San Fran. Jordan Hicks has been awesome. I like San Fran. I guess you have to take the run and a half to make it plus 145, which I don't mind against Martin Perez. Never been a fan of that dude. And Minnesota versus the Angels. Chris Paddock versus Jose Soriano. Soriano has been very good. Twins won the first game 5-3. Twins 12-13. LA 10-16. Only 3-7 at home. Chris Paddock really bad. 5.5. 1.6. Soriano 3.4. 1.19. Just want to make sure. Yeah, Soriano's 25 years old. Last season 3.64. And 1.33. Pitched out of the bullpen, I believe, a lot. Yeah, he didn't start once. So this could be the good young pitcher. And yeah, I'm going to go with him over Chris Paddock. So there's a favorite. Jesus, do I put on my first favorites of the day? And there's one game left, unless I missed any, which happens. Arizona versus Seattle. My boy George Kirby, who had a bad start. He's 2-2, 5.33. 1.30 whip, though. And his last start was very good. 5 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Actually called that one before it was coming. I think I actually called it before his third game. So he pitched good against Boston, got spanked by Cleveland, Toronto, pitched decent against Cincinnati. Yeah, so I think I called it after the Toronto game. Like, this dude isn't that bad. He's going to be okay. He's George Kirby. Look at the back of people's baseball cards, you know, that whole line. It's probably going to be where they end up. Slade Cecconi? Cecconi? Is 24 years old. He's pitched once this season, 6 innings, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts, no walks. I don't know how to judge someone like this who, let's see, last year he started 4 games, 1.15 whip, 4.33 ERA. Yeah, he's going to have to do more to gain any kind of respect. Sounds kind of stupid, but yeah. So I'm going with Kirby, and shit, they're pretty big favorites, though, which I don't like. So if I'm going to take this game, I'm probably going to take Seattle by 1.5. And that is it for today's baseball. Shit, we got a lot of hockey today. Okay, let me just make sure no one is doing anything stupid and changing their goalies, which the Islanders actually did, and I was totally shocked. Totally shocked. First of all, I thought you should have went with the guy who got you there, and that was Sorokin. And now they're back to Varlamov. So I think they're kind of a mess. You don't mess with goalies during the playoffs. And I think the Carolina finishes a sweep today. Next up, Florida. Also looking for a sweep against Tampa Bay. I think Tampa gets one here. Wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, but these have been close games. The last two games have been 3-2. I'm sorry, first two games were 3-2. There was an overtime game, then the Panthers won 5-3. Florida is favorites, small favorites. So I like Tampa winning one, maybe two, and then eventually losing. Boston, Toronto. I love Boston. I've picked them all these games. I thought they were going to kick Toronto's ass. I like Boston again today as underdogs. 23-9-9 away. Maybe leaves 22-15-4 at home. The Bruins. Just check the. Yeah. The Bruins swept the regular season series 4-0. So they've won 6 out of 7 at this point. And I like them to win again today and probably win in 5. Florida, Tampa Bay did that one. Dallas, Vegas. This is a really interesting series. The Golden Knights are up 2-0, shockingly. I mean, Dallas is really good. I don't say shockingly, because it's the Golden Knights, who are probably underrated or just didn't have that great of a year, especially on the road. But now they're back at home, 27-12-2. Stars are great on the road, 26-10-5. And this is a, I don't know, man. The Golden Knights lost. They won the first two games, 4-3, 3-1. Still think Dallas is better, but it's hard to go against hot goalies, especially in the playoffs. But I'm gonna go with Dallas, and I think they're gonna actually turn this into a series. And lastly, and leastly, the NBA playoffs. Not a fan. Like I always say, it's just like Orlando won by like 20 yesterday, and after Cleveland won by 14 the first game, Cleveland won by 13 the second game. Then they go to Orlando, and Orlando wins by 50. Like, what the fuck is the NBA? I don't know, but I like Cleveland today again. Small favorites, plus 115. OKC versus New Orleans. I like New Orleans in Game 1. Lost by 2. Got their ass kicked in Game 2. So that might have been a... I feel like once you get your ass kicked in Game 2, it's like you might just throw in the towel. Pelicans are 21-19 at home, though. They're better a road... Yeah, for a better road team. I'm going to go with OKC again here, even though I really like the Pelicans, but I think OKC has their number. And then Boston versus Miami. Ridiculous. Again, this is Boston won the first game by, 20 points. The line was something like 15. The line on this game is 10. They're favored by 10 after losing by 10. And that's a big reason why I hate the NBA. Just, it doesn't, nothing really makes sense. Miami's still at home today. What changed from yesterday where they're huge underdogs again? Whatever. Denver Lakers. This one, not much. No need to spend time. Denver sweeps. LeBron James, I'm pretty sure, has like, I think he's like 0-13 and something his last against the Nuggets. Dude just can't, they can't beat the Nuggets. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, Nuggets swept the season series 3-0. They've won 6 straight, and it is what it is. They're the better team in every way. Probably going to win the whole thing. And there is NASCAR tomorrow and also PGA today. And alldistractions.com has all kinds of streaming stuff like that happening now. So check that out. Also, we have a NASCAR race happening tomorrow. Today's Saturday, right? Yeah, so Sunday. We have a little pool going on. If anyone would like into that pool or an upcoming PGA pool, get in touch with Sam. There's a link in the comment section, or give me a reply and I'll hook you up. Have a good weekend.